ups, my vertebrae are broken. So we are now on item number 2, Honorable Matshoba. We are at bullet point number 2 in our program, which is the adoption of the motion of desirability of the FPB amendment bill. You recall why there is this motion. So that's where we are. I'll request the secretary to read because I don't have eyes. It's in the rules. It's rule 286, if you remember. The secretary must read. Do you have the copy? The secretary must read before we know what we're doing.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Honorable Members. Chairperson, this is a motion of desirability, which is in terms of Rule 2866C. Sorry, Chairperson, 2866B, which talks on the adoption of a motion of desirability relating to whether the principles of the bill and the need for the bill are accepted by the committee. So we have prepared a one-line motion that needs to be adopted by the committee before we can then proceed to formal deliberations, whether the bill, the principles of the bill are accepted by the committee. Thank you, Chair.
We understand, members. We don't understand. Honorable Kalako.
No, Chair. I'm a bit confused right now. I'm not sure what we're doing now. If somebody can just clear, because Tim Goss is saying before we move forward, and my understanding, we've been dealing with this bill. So if just we can get an explanation, why do we have to have that at this stage?
Members, you'll recall when the Ms. Ngema, the legal services, explained last meeting. Is it going this way? Okay. For the benefit of members, we're not part of the meeting, because this was explained last meeting. From the legal mind, we must get, but it's in our rules. We must go to the House because there will be fundamental changes in the bill. Remember, so once there are fundamental changes, we must go back to the House so that the House can give a nod of approval for us to proceed. I'm not sure if Ms. Mjekane is up to speed on this matter.
Chair, I'm not really up to speed about the background and so on. I was only going to assist to the extent of the request to the House for possible amendments to some of the provisions in the legislation that were not introduced in the introduced bill before the committee. Okay, Chair, thanks. Chair, in terms of... Yes, Chair, which was explained earlier when Ms. Ngema spoke to the committee. The simple application of this rule, Chair, 2864(3), it's 4C, that if the committee, during public hearings or during its deliberations, considers and sees it fit that some of the amendments, some of the provisions in the original legislation that are not subject of amendment need to be amended in order for the committee to give effect to its deliberations, informed by the public participation. Yes. The committee must then approach the assembly for permission to delve into other amendments or to other sections of the original bill which have not been introduced, so that those can be amended to give effect to the changes to in the legislation that's currently before the committee. That's what I wanted to explain to you. At this stage, the motion of desirability has already, I would imagine, it's already been considered because you've already passed the public participation stage, as I understand. Then I'm commenting on something I shouldn't say.
Maybe let me give the content advisor, because it's supposed to be paid for that, to advise us on content. Can Honourable Van Damme raise the point?
Thanks, Chair. Just a clarity-seeking question of the result of the motion of desirability. Does it then result in the department having to formally table a new version of the bill, or do we just carry on as a committee where we left off?
Member, with the bill as already introduced. You proceed with the bill as already introduced, because by this time it's a committee bill now. It's already before the committee, and the committee is dealing with it, and there's no need for a new introduction. Thank you.
In other words, we proceed where we left, because we're continuing now with the bill, with the amendments, but we must satisfy the processes of Parliament in terms of the rules.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I think perhaps it's prudent that we separate the two issues that are coming out of the National Assembly, Section 286. The first one, which was explained by the Parliamentary Legal Advisor, is relating to the issue that was raised, that there's some elements of the bill that have fundamentally changed and therefore must be presented back to the House for that purpose. The particular one that I want to focus on is with relation to the motion of desirability. And it's under Section 286, number 6 of 286. And I'll read it from the beginning so that we understand. I think perhaps the process may not necessarily follow the order as explained in the rules of National Assembly. But it reads as follows. In the process of inquiring into the bill, the committee must, where applicable, as far as possible, apply the following separate formal stages. 6A says, informal discussion on the principles and subject of the bill, including, one, a briefing by the department concerned, and in the case of a member's bill, by a member concerned, and two, consideration of public comments that have been received. I'm sure the committee will recall that we have actually done the public consultation as far as that is concerned. B of Section 86C6 says the adoption of a motion of desirability relating to whether the principles of the bill and the need for the bill are accepted. And I think that's where we're trying to, the intent of this particular motion of desirability is that we want to communicate to the House that in terms of the principles of the bill, that the committee does agree with them. So it's just to conform to that particular statement. So hence we say the committee needs to have a motion that says we do agree in principle about the necessity of the bill and the principles of the bill. However, we have recognized that some sections of the bill have fundamentally changed. Hence we're going to have an application to the National Assembly, which was what the Parliament Legal Advisor was explaining. I trust that will assist you.
Honourable Dudley.
Thank you. So basically we didn't do the desirability motion when we possibly should have, so we're just catching up with it. And the other thing is then, with it going back to the House because of fundamental changes to the bill, could that possibly necessitate more hearings on those sections that have fundamentally changed? I'm just thinking what normally happens with that.
Mr.
Chairman, as it relates to public participation, Honourable Member, the more public participation you do or public involvement you do, the better. However, there is no specific requirement in this instance that you must do a public participation only on those amendments. because the need for those amendments would have come from information that the committee received, so it's through its public participation process. However, if the committee felt that the impact of the proposed amendment or the amendments that it wants to do will be so much so that it's necessitated to go and consult again, it would not do any harm. In fact, it would just enhance the process. Thank you.
We have the department or government, the state law advisor, if he can come in. But can I again say this? That we have gone through the process of consultation with public on the matter. We had public hearings here, so that process is done. I hear legal advisor, and he says, if we so wish, but I think that process is done. That is why we have these issues that we have raised, that we want amendments to be effected. It's informed by those stakeholders that we met. But State Law Advisor, do you want to just to have a bite on this?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I concur with the statement that the interpretation of Rule 286 on the issue of public hearing, Chair, I concur as well with my colleague from Parliament, Chair, that, Chair, the amendments that affected the bill to be extended into the subject matter, Chair, were based on the engagement with stakeholders. Therefore, Chair, it would be up to Parliament, Chair, to further engage or not to engage, Chair. But in my view, Chair, in this particular issue, Chair, it would depend on Parliament whether to engage further on the matter, Chair. Thank you.
Okay. Are we together now? Are we together? So can we go through the motion?
Thank you, Chairperson. Very short, it reads as follows. Motion of desirability on the Filament Publications Amendment Bill B37-2015, that in the opinion of the committee, legislation is desirable to amend the Films and Publications Amendment Act 1996 and to provide for matters connected therewith. That's as short as it is, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
That's the motion. In fact, it's the motion that we should have done much earlier than now, but it doesn't matter even if we do it now. Does the motion, members, shall we proceed? Do you agree?
Yes, sir.
Honorable Kalako, and yes, can we have a record?
Agreed, Chair.
Honorable Van Dam says we agree. Honorable Achoba?
I support, Chair.
Thank you. And then we'll have to go to the motion. Again, I won't be able to read. I'll ask the Secretary to read for us.
Thank you, Chairperson. This is an interim report of the Portfolio Committee on Communications on the Films and Publications Amendment Bill B37-2015, National Assembly Section 75 Bill dated 23 May 2017. The Portfolio Committee on Communications, having considered the subject of the Films and Publications Amendment Bill B37-2015, referred to it and classified by the joint tagging mechanism as a Section 75 Bill, reports as follows. The bill seeks to amend the Film and Publications Act of 1996 so as to insert and amend certain definitions to provide for the establishment of, the composition of, and appointment of members of the Penalty Committee, to provide for the powers and duties of the Penalty Committee, to regulate online distribution of digital films and digital games, to extend the functions of the Film and Publications Board of Monitoring Compliance with the Film and Publications Act, to include online distributors in respect of the requirements to comply with the Films and Publications Act, to revise and further regulate the functions of compliance officers regarding the entering and inspection of premises and facilities in which the business of the sale, hire or exhibition of films or games is being conducted, to further regulate the classification of publications.
And I understand, I mean, if while the report is not circulated, we'll proceed, but members must adopt something that they understand. So you must just make it clear. Don't rush too much. It's a bit, I'm not reading it myself. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'll proceed. Chairperson, I was on to revise and further regulate the functions of compliance officers regarding the entering and inspection of premises and facilities in which the business of the sale, hire or exhibition of films or games is being conducted, to further regulate the classification of publications, films and games, to provide for independent industry classification bodies accreditation thereof by the Film and Publication Board, to provide for classification of publications, films and games by the independent industry classification bodies, to provide for foreign classification systems and approval thereof by the Film and Publication Board, to provide for the use of classification ratings issued by a foreign classification authority or body, to provide for the right of appeal against classifications issued by independent industry classification bodies, to provide for exemptions in respect of online distribution of films and games, to further provide for the obligations of internet service providers regarding curbing the use of their services in advocating racism and hate speech, to revise and strengthen penal provisions, and to provide for matters connected therewith. The bill was referred to the committee on 23 November 2015. The committee held public hearings and considered proposed amendments to the bill. Whilst inquiring into the subject of the bill and conducting the public hearings and deliberations, the committee realized that it may be necessary to amend other provisions of the Principal Act which were not included in the bill. The committee now seeks permission to amend other provisions in the Act beyond the scope of the bill. The amendments which the committee wishes to inquire on include, but not limited to, the definitions, Section 4A, Section 31A, and make proposals of new insertions that were not part of the introduced version of the bill. The committee now seeks to amend certain other provisions of the Principal Act and requests permission of the National Assembly in order to report on further amendments to the Principal Act other than those presented in the bill. National Assembly Rule 2864C stipulates that if the committee is dealing with a bill amending provision of legislation, if the committee intends to propose amendments to other provisions of the principal legislation, the committee must seek the permission of the National Assembly to do so. In light of NA Rule 2864C, the committee hereby seeks the permission of the National Assembly to inquire into and amend additional provisions of the Principal Act. Thank you, Chairperson.
Members, did you hear? Okay. I'm happy that you heard what was right here. That's the report we'll present to the House for us to give us a go-ahead to fly. Agreed? Is the report okay? Do you want to move and second, Honorable Machoba? Honorable Van Dijk, do you want a second?
Chair, can we just, sorry, email to us, please. I just would like to read it properly first.
But can you, in the trust of the report, are you okay with it?
But yes, but I'd like to see it in writing first. I want to see the report.
Can no man? Where is the report? Can I?
Second it.
can you say it loud?
Seconded, Chair.
Okay. Can you now go to the report? Do you want the copy? Wendell just email. I mean, Tempungose just emailed to all members. We are all needed to adopt the report. Now the quorum is fine, but the quorum is fine. We are 6 members in the House. The report was circulated to everybody, isn't it? But will it be? What would you suggest? Because we don't have time, we have like 45 minutes. Do you want us to go through the report, or you want us to go to the deliberations and the recommendations, which are not that much? But because the observations are talking to the body of the report, and then the recommendations are talking to the observations that we have made. You observe and then you recommend. That's how it is designed. But there's a whole lot of processes that we followed before we come to observations. The presentation, what the department said, what the entity said, and now our observations, and then recommendations. Proposal? Should we go page by page, or go to the observations? I'm happy to sit here until 2, but it depends to you, members. And members are this side. I can't look this side. So I'm looking on my right. Do I have a report? Where's my report? Well, I would like to go to the first page. The first page really talks about what is contained in the Constitution and what we need to do, informed by PFMA, the APPs, and all of that. And page 2 continues with that kind of explanation. The second page also talks about the APPs 17, 18, 19, 20. The strategic outcomes oriented goals. And it talks to them. Anything on that? Page 2? And then page 3 talks about the situational analysis, which again refers to a number of global issues. I mean, if you talk about the International Telecommunications Union, because we are communication and we are part of the globe, so it talks about that, and if there is something on that, members, you can just raise your issues. At page 3, am I too fast? Page 3, it's a continuation of that. Page 4 is a continuation of that. And then page 5, it talks to the Broadcasting Amendment Bill. I'm sure you recall our decision on this matter, that we need to finalize it as soon as possible. But also, as we finalize it, we need to look at its weaknesses. Why are we amending it? Honorable Fandam, on page?
On page 4, Chair.
Page 4.
On DTT, can we include there the information that Minister Lodlo gave us at her meeting, was it 2 weeks ago, where she's indicated a policy shift now to encrypted DTT? I think that must be noted because it's actually quite important in that regard. Yeah.
Don't we have it in our observations? I think we have it in our observations and then the recommendations. Remember... the observations will reflect that, but it's fine. We note that so that when we get there, we are on board. On page 5 again, it's amendment bill, broadcasting amendment bill. At page 6, is transformation of the communication sector. And it talks to those issues of the sector itself. Page 7, members, are we together? Page 7 is a continuation of that. And you'll see there that there is this communications task team of, is it 1990? The COMTASC, 1996. And the report was in 2000, and we say, I think those are the things that as we proceed, we must have the record of that COMTASC report. Page 8, it's the budget. Page 7, page 9, is the per program, budget per program, up to page 14, up to page 15, because up to page 13. Page 15 talks about the trends, expenditure trends. And in our observations again, we have made some observations on that. Developing a responsive communications policy and regulatory framework, we have said something there. Page 15 is the strengthening the oversight, which is the reason why we are here as members of parliament. improving the country's brand image, transforming the communication sector, that's page 16. If there is something, I'll note the hand. page 17, effective and efficient governance and administration, and that is GCIS on page 18, and it talks about what we are crying for all the time, both the DOC and GCIS, is the budget. Page 19, members. 20 talks about the situational analysis. We are still on GCIS, must. And then on page 22, we start the programs up to. And I think members did go through this because it was sent yesterday. We go up to page 25 and then the trends, expenditure trends. 26, providing strategic communications. As a communications tool of government, that is GCIS. Page 27, page 28 is ICASA, what it gets and the expenditure trends, and it goes up to third, and then SABC. SABC budget and expenditure trends, and for sure there you'll get a lot of wastage in terms of funds. 31. And then 32, you'll go to MDDA. You'll go to MDDA, and then the expenditure trends after the budget allocation, and it explains. Brand SA, the budget, the expenditure trends. We are just galloping on these matters because we'll go to our observations. And then it goes to page 36, and then it will be FPB, what we're dealing with in terms of the bill, the budget and the expenditure trends, and it goes up to the observations on page 39. I think that's where we need to go line by line. Is that okay, members? Are you happy? If you want us to go line by line, we are fine. But if you want us to give members, because all of us have read, and then we can give you the we can just pick up the issues that we want to communicate to you. Do we go line by line, or we just do the summary? Honorable Kalak?
No, Chair, I was going to suggest that if instead of wine observations now, if we are allowed to actually add those areas we think are not included here, which we pick up, or correct those we think are not reflected according to our understanding as members.
Can you take that approach? Because the reason why we do this, we think that even if you didn't go through it properly, but you did go through it as it was circulated, if you can go to page 29 and check if on observations there is nothing that there is anything that we left per your understanding when we engaged the department. Anything you want to add on page 39 on observations. 39 on this hard copy. I don't know it's what in, on your soft copy. Yes, but it's observations. The heading is observations. Okay, page 40. You will note that one of Honorable Fundam. And then when we get to it, we'll just need to just zoom into it. On page 40, number 11, notwithstanding the, okay. Can you read it?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. In response to Honorable Van Damme's question, the observation relating to the Minister's pronouncement is Roman figure number 11, and it reads as such, notwithstanding the commendable pronouncement by the Minister of Communications regarding reinforcement of policy of government on the set-off box controls. Maybe I should also say that it's within the context of the broader issue around the litigation, which we explained in detail on page 4.
And if it's not succinct the way you want it, this is the time to do that. Honorable Fanda?
If it's possible to add there that the minister said she was going to provide clarity on whether that litigation was going to be pursued or at all, or just they wouldn't, you know, follow up with that court case. Can we just say that we await clarity from the minister about whether that litigation will still be pursued?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Perhaps just for clarity purposes, because my understanding is that litigation is by ETV, and therefore the minister is just the respondent. So I'm not sure how you want us to contextualize it within that context, because I don't think it's in her powers to withdraw the litigation. It would be in the onus of the broadcaster.
Honorable Fanda, do you want it phrased differently? Is it okay? I want us to work together. I really want us to work together on this one. So that at least the report it reflects what we said as to what we'll do on Friday in the podium is something different. Can we now go to 41? Page 41. Before we go to GCIS, is there anything you want to finalize on that page before GCIS? We just reflect our observations, members, remember. Right, on GCIS, those are the observations of the committee. Okay. The Conan advisor wants to further clarify on the point, Honorable Van Dam. I was listening to another committee when they were addressing members, they would say Pumzil. Just names. See, this is another committee. There is no honorable.
Yeah, thank you, okay. Honorable Chair. I just wanted to also put Honorable Van Damme to comfort to say that as we get to the recommendations, you'll realize that there is a particular recommendation that recommends to the minister to urgently resolve the crisis. So I think that should cover. Thank you.
How are you happy now? GCIS on page 41. Anything? Forty-two. Yes, members. Remember, we just captured what was going on in the meeting, your observations in the meeting. Did you capture 42 properly? Great. 43. There will be, when we finalize the report, there are typographical issues. Then as we go on, we'll correct that. Quality assurance. Page 43, SABC. Van Dijk, SABC. On page 43. I really want us to be thorough on this one, because there was a lot when we were discussing here. Anything on page 43? Is everything captured properly? Not much of? Okay. 44? You may come back if you notice something. It's not about rushing it. Page 44, Honorable Van Dijk.
Chair, with regard to this...
40?
Page
44.
Yes, I just want to ask from the committee when we will get the report from the chair on the people that were suspended. While I'm reading it, it's come to my mind that she said that she will send the report.
Is page 44 number?
I'm just afraid that it's how long now, and we've still not get any feedback from the FEBG on the COO and CEO, and we read nasty things in the paper, and it's actually we the committee, and we were supposed to know what's going on, and we don't.
I'm informed that on page 50, that's what is page 50? Is it still observations or recommendations? Page 50 is dealing with that on our recommendations. Are you, and on it we just specify the times on page 50. We can read it. Can
yes, thank you, Honorable Chair. I just wanted to just highlight that. Remember, we are reading still the observations, and most of the observations are actually translated into recommendations towards the end. So your concern is taken into consideration.
But we can read it in the meantime, page 50, what the recommendation is.
Okay. Thank you.
Are you fine? Always remember these are still observations, and then we'll recommend at the end. What page were we at?
Page
44. Page 45, on the CASA. Done with SABC, TPP.
No,
we are done. Then we are on the CASA. Anything on the CASA? That's page 45, page 46. MDDA is at bottom of 45 up to PSA. 46. 46 are recommendations. Pardon me. Now we are on recommendations, and the recommendations, as I said, they are talking to the observations. I would love recommendations to be read thoroughly. Condon advisor.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Recommendations start with. Number 6 on page 46 at the bottom, and it reads as such. The committee recommended that the minister and the entities reporting to her on the following. the DOC that the minister undertake a parallel process with the committee intention to engage all relevant organs of the state in an attempt to resolve the insufficient funding for the budget vote on the basis that the lack of funding threatens the existence of the department as well as its legislated mandate as per the proclamations by the president to redress the imbalances and fast track the transformation of the communications environment of South Africa. 6.1.
That's one, yes.
6.12, that the minister put...
Are we okay with that recommendation, one funding? I don't like your phone. Are we okay with that recommendation on page
46?
Are we fine with that? Recommendation number two? Oh, another funder.
Thanks, Chair. Fast track the transformation of the communications environment in South Africa. While I agree in principle that it needs to happen, we haven't actually seen any plans from the department about transformation and how it's going to be done. So until I think we've seen those plans and know what it is that we want fast tracked and how it's going to be done, I don't think that can be supported from our side at least. I'd like to see the plans.
Talk to the mock.
Honorable Chair is putting me on the spot. But I think the intent really was to say that we know that from the basis of the proclamation, the intent was to transform the sector. And that's the point of departure for the department. In terms of the plans, it's part of their strategic plans that they've presented to the committee, including the APP. I'm not sure if Honorable Fandame is looking for something more categorical around radical transformation, but my understanding is that we are talking about the transformation.
Proceed to recommendation 2.
Yes. Recommendation 6.12 on page 47. The committee recommends that the minister put a hold on efforts by the department to purchase vehicles for the new incumbent ministry, taking into consideration that there is existing cars and rather prioritize service delivery objectives of the department.
Honorable Fandey could love this.
Recommendation 6.1.3, the committee recommends that the minister expedites resolving the challenge of the sharing of office space and other resources between the department and GCIS in order to mitigate potential risks.
Great. Four.
That the minister fast tracks filling of critical funded vacancies across the portfolio.
Five.
That the minister should, in consultation with relevant departments, develop uniform reporting systems that will be standard and consistent across the department and entities reporting to it, and paying particular attention to the structure and language used in the strategic and annual plans such that they reflect the applications of the SMART principles, which ultimately impact positively to the service delivery objectives of NDP and enables the committee members to conduct oversight with more ease. Shall I continue?
Six.
That the minister urgently resolve the crisis relating to the litigation by ETV and civil society organizations on the country's BDM policy, taking into consideration that, one, she has already upheld the cabinet policy decision on encryption of STDs. Two, South Africa has already missed the ITU deadline, and as such, the DGT program needs to be expedited.
Seven.
That the minister fast tracks the current slow pace of transformation of the media of the country by, among others, prioritizing the implementation of the Compass report. That the minister collaborates with relevant structures of government and stakeholders to review the current funding structure of the public broadcaster in line with the Comtax recommendations to ring-fence funding for public mandate purposes. 10.
No, you wait for me to say something. Because I look at members, if I don't see the hands, then I proceed. 10.
That the tensions between ICASA and the department created as a result of ICASA being a Chapter 9 institution be attended to.
11.
That's on page 48. That the minister addresses as a matter of urgency the general lack of information sharing culture between the department and all entities reporting to it.
Can we fix the numbers, numbering? That's 13.
Yes.
Are we on 13? The first one,
yes.
This one.
It's supposed to be 11, Chair.
It's 11. And then 12.
That the minister ensures that both the department and the GCIS are well positioned to enforce advertising in community media projects by government departments.
Next.
As a result, there is an urgent need to engage organs of the state to review the current funding arrangement of the department and its entities in support of the proclamation. So there's another last one, which was typographically put wrong. The last one recommended to the department is that there needs to be consequence management for deliberate flouting of government policies across all departments, entities.
Okay, that was DOC. Now we cross over to GCIS.
The committee recommends that the minister should ensure that a coherent community media framework is implemented with urgency in reference to the national communication strategy and the NDP goals for the medium term.
Yes.
That the GCIS must develop mitigating strategies to the contradictory statements published by various organs of the same government.
Proceed.
That the GCIS reviews the skewed patterns of citizens' access to government information in the country based on geographic and socioeconomic status.
Okay.
That 6.2.4, that the GCIS develop a turnaround strategy to circumvent the falling advertising revenues.
Right.
6.2.5, that the GCIS develops or procure a system that will enable the department to quantify, track, and monitor money spent outside the GCIS system by government.
Okay.
6.2.6, that the GCIS develop a strategy to engage the public at large about the dangers of the recent rise in fake news and its adverse impact on the dictates of the South African Constitution.
Next.
6.2.7, that the GCIS share the report with the committee on its internal audit and viability study of Tusong service centers, and which is the last. Last recommendation, that the GCIS presents a comprehensive strategy on how it plans to integrate active participation of members of parliament to become proactive agents to profile the work of the department in support of the NDP goals.
Okay, that's GCIS members. Now we're done with the department, with both departments. DOC and GCIS. We will now go to NCIS.
The committee recommends that the minister should ensure that the interim board of the SABC continuously communicate progress of the implementation of their mandate at the SABC, taking into consideration that only 4 months remain and the general public expects Parliament within this period to have made considerable progress in an attempt to restore public confidence of the corporation.
That's one.
Yeah, 6.3.11, which is the following, actually sub bullets of this 6.3.1. The first one being that the board must seek to urgently circumvent the imminent collapse of financial sustainability of the broadcaster. The second one says that the interim board must ensure that there is no intimidation of staff members at the broadcaster.
Good.
The third is that the interim board must clarify the committee regarding the ambiguity relating to the dates when the new company secretary was appointed versus when the former company secretary resigned, including the human resource processes relating to the to these staff members' redeployment.
You remember that, members? In the last meeting, when we met the board, they said they read minutes. They're saying from the management, saying the current company sector was appointed in August, whereas in October we met in the old assembly, the former board members, and the company secretary was there. In fact, she was requested to read the report on behalf of Professor McGovern, and we refused, if members recall. So she was still, but the minutes are different. So we need clarification on that one. Proceed.
And the last recommendation for the board is that they must ensure that its financial resources meet the broadcaster's contractual obligations.
That's SABC. Honourable Panda.
Thanks, Chair. I know we mentioned it in the observations, but I think in my mind it's actually a recommendation. This the implementation of the recommendations of the SABC inquiry. Maybe we can include a bullet point here saying that they expedite the implementation of the SABC inquiry report.
On recommendations.
It talks to 6.3.1.
Can you read the 6.3.1?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Unless Honourable Fandam wants us...
6.3.1?
Yes. If Honourable Fandam wants us to categorically state that the SABC recommended...
6.3.1.
That the interim board of the SABC continuously communicate progress of the implementation of their mandate at the SABC, taking into consideration that only 4 months remain and that the general public expects that Parliament will, within this period, have made considerable progress in an attempt to restore public confidence of the corporation.
I think the implementation of the inquiry recommendations, I think the committee wants that to be very specific.
Thank you, Chair. That the interim board must expedite the implementation of the SABC board inquiry report recommendations. Thank you, Chair.
Is that okay? Great. Thank you, Honourable Fanda. It's only that on SABC. Can we proceed to FPB?
6.4 FPB, the committee commends the FPB for commencement to implementing some of the committee recommendations. The committee recommends that the minister should ensure, on page 50, 641, that the FPB must seek to bring stability at the leadership of the board, especially in filling the CEO, COO, CFO, and shared services executives.
The FPB must seek to bring stability at the leadership of the board. What is that?
The board meaning the film and publication
board. No, I understand.
Board.
I understand that. Do you understand my
question? Yeah, I understand. It should be the minister, actually. I agree.
Are we together?
because it starts by saying the committee recommends that the minister should. So it's totally.
Yeah. So it's the minister who must bring the stability.
Yes.
Okay, proceed.
A sub-bullet to that says that the board should report back to the committee on the investigation within 30 days after the adoption of this report. This is in relation to the investigation that the FPB, that Honourable Van Dijk had raised.
Happy.
Yeah, I'm happy, but I'm also concerned because it's a long time. There's a long period that we already asked for a report. And there's weird rumors on the FPB at the moment of being the COO that has, was the complaint was brought in by the FPB, and he was suspended. And the rumors that's running around, and I don't want to read about it in the papers, is that apparently he's given a golden handshake. And if that's the case, then we as the committee need to be informed about it, and we need to know what's going on there. Because if they put a complaint in against him, he's suspended, and now he gets a lot of money to go away, then we need to know what's happening there.
What will be your recommendation? We'll say they must report to us within 30 days. What will be your recommendation on these recommendations of the report? The report is something else. We are presenting this report to Parliament, and then if we want to meet FPB for fast, that is why we say within, it can be a short period than 30 days. I'm not sure if you want to phrase it differently as a recommendation. You're not happy with the 30 days or what?
We previously asked the chair to come and or send us a report at least, because she didn't want to answer the questions we asked in the committee. So what is the reason why she didn't want to answer? And if these things that I've just mentioned, if that is actually true, then I think there's a concern. So as a committee, we must decide what we think is best.
Concern from the member.
Yeah, Chair, I think as a recommendation, because what the Honourable Member is raising, it means there are other developments which we have not heard about them then, which of course we have to, we must be concerned, we have to follow them. But here, if we give the board until, what you are saying, within? 30 days.
Which is the norm. But
yeah,
we can follow them before that.
Yes, you know, I don't have a problem with that. But I think also, as a committee, if these things come up with the papers, we see them, they must come and we won't wait for these 30 days.
Yeah.
They must come in and actual account once these things are blown up.
That's my point. I mean, the 30 days...
Yeah.
As a committee, we can call them anytime, isn't it?
Mm.
Let's leave the recommendation as it is, but we do exactly what members say. Get that information. Okay, next.
6.4.2, that the board must address the concern raised by the committee on the slow pace of improving on the employment equity quotas of people living with disabilities. 6.4.3, that the board must develop and present to the committee during this term an intergovernmental collaboration plan. There's a sub-bullet to this.
Continue with the
sub-bullet says FPB establish a clear and structured relationship with the Department of Social Development and the Department of Women and Children, as they have the infrastructure and common objectives, respectively, that the FPB can utilize. And the last recommendation for the FPB is that the board works on an interdepartmental public campaign to improve its visibility and develop a plan that can be easily monitored and measured by the committee.
Okay. So we agree. Okay, that's, we go to ICASA.
On ICASA 6.5.1, the committee recommends that the minister should ensure that relations between SAGA and ICASA, with measurable intended goals of the relations, are improved. Mm-hmm. 6.5.2, ICASA engages local government on conducting public campaigns to communities that contribute to the blocking to blocking the installations of base stations for signal distribution.
Great.
6.5.3, that ICASA engages in solutions outside of the courts that would resolve the deadlock between ICASA and the Department of Telecommunications and Postal Services on frequency spectrum auctioning.
Good.
6.4.5.4, that ICASA makes available to the committee its report on the 2016 local government elections as means to monitor and evaluate the relevance of the current regulatory systems.
Okay.
And the last recommendation for ICASA is that it should conduct an impact study to develop an intervention report to mitigate the proliferation of digital TV for South Africa.
Okay. That's ICASA, MDDA.
The last one on MDDA, there was only one recommendation, and that is to say that the committee recommends that the minister should ensure that the agency expedites the filling of vacancies at senior management level to mitigate further instability at the agency. And then it says report to be considered.
Yeah. Yeah, members, that's the report, observations and recommendations. Are we happy with the report and everything else, Honourable Funda?
Thanks, Chair. I think it's a very good report. I'm grateful that the opinions of all members of the committee have been taken on board. That's really commendable. I think it's a hard-hitting report with some very strong and good recommendations. That being said, there's just one or two points that I'd like to consult a little bit further with our caucus. So I forgot what the right terminology is, reserve comments, reserve judgment, what is it? I know that's what it is in court. What's the right terminology when you don't say yes or no? That is what I'm doing.
That relates to the adoption of the report. Okay. Honourable members?
Chair, I will move for adoption with the corrections and changes as we have effected. On our side, we are satisfied. And I think this will guide us to monitor the department.
We need a seconder.
I'm not sure of my second. I'm happy to be functional here.
That's fine. You are a member of this parliament. Unless otherwise. We take note of your I think members, we tried by all means that to reflect what the committee discussed, because at the end we can't sit in a committee meeting and cut out other things that were said in the meeting. So it reflects exactly
what we discussed, hence the recommendations. Talks to that as well. And I think our aim is to assist, apart from playing our oversight role, but assist the intention and the honestness of the so far of the minister. Because I think the minister is well-meaning. She has done and she has said a lot of things in the meeting, which I think is a reflection of what she wants to do in changing the situation wherever we had problems, particularly in SABC. So I think the report is based on that. And the push that we need to effect as this committee when she is doing the right thing, but also when she's going astray. Because I think to build a person is to commend the person when he or she is doing the right thing, but when she is going astray, we need to be very harsh. Because it's our duty to do that as portfolio committee, and knowing her, she can take criticism, especially when it is constructive. Knowing the current minister, so I think members we have done what we could do, and thanks for adopting the report and we respect your view. Honorable Van Damme on behalf of the DA. Unless there is something else in the program, I haven't seen anything else in the program. I think this was the last item in our program. And thanks, Honorable Dudley, to be with us. And thank you all members. We can now break for lunch on your own. we don't prepare any lunches this day. We are trying to save so that we play oversight role all the time. We go out. Thank you very much, members. The meeting is adjourned. Is there anything else?